Good day, Big Bear Valley residents. This is Ryan Orr with another episode of Mountain Matters, bringing you the news you need to know. It's budget season in the Big Bear Valley, which means a lot of stressed looks on the faces of organizational leaders throughout the valley. Inflation, coupled with increasing hard costs of equipment, and in many cases, the need for more staffing, has made for some proposed increases in budgets across the valley. The Big Bear City CSD just passed an increase of 3.4%, or $17 extra per parcel per year for sufficient fire suppression services. The fire budget approval is up for consideration at the authority's June 13th meeting and was preceded by a few contentious workshops in which Big Bear Lake City Council member and Fire Board Chair Bennett Moat provided an analysis of what showed a running deficit for the department over several years. This didn't seem to come as a surprise to the other board members who have been on the dais for years and accepted the fact that even the reason the merger of the fire departments happened was due to poor financial status and that it is still a struggle every year. The City of Big Bear Lake held a budget workshop recently, and the final package is up for adoption at the city's June 14th regular council meeting. There are several items of interest to the public, but highlights include at least five new positions that will be added in several different departments, a staff reorganization, and snow removal costs, which this year naturally cost much more than was budgeted for. The meeting for the budget adoption will be held at 5 p.m. on Wednesday at City Hall and will also include items such as the Rathbun Creek Trail Extension Project. In other news, the inaugural Andrew Nettlebeck 5K Memorial Race far exceeded expectations by raising $5,300 with almost 200 registrants. The community came out in force to continue the legacy of the cross-country coach who battled brain cancer for 15 months prior to his passing at just 31 years old in 2022. The funds raised will be matched by the Stephen G. Mihailo Big Bear High School Education Foundation, creating more than $10,000 for a lucky or several lucky cross-country scholars that could be eligible for the funds in the future. San Bernardino County 3rd District Supervisor Don Rao met with Big Bear governmental and community leaders for a wide-ranging conversation covering topics from public safety to county fire and clean bear sites. In federal news, Congressman and Big Bear native Jay Opernolte voted yes on the widely debated debt ceiling, saying, quote, "It is one step in the right direction," unquote, of reducing spending. The Grizzly distribution has moved to Thursdays and has been transitioning to a new website. For those that may be experiencing issues with the e-edition, please know that the issue will be resolved as soon as possible, and please look for the Grizzly in all of your same favorite places on Thursdays. For these stories and more, visit BigBearGrizzly.net or KBHR933.com. Thank you for joining us, and as always, remember to stay informed, get involved, and take care.